It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And this is Governor Rick Snyder.
Unfortunately, this is an issue that I would admit there are too much in politics going on, and there has been.
Showing a little frustration right after it became clear that a major roads funding package was not going to happen. It collapsed, shut down in the state Senate.
If we were sitting at the kitchen table as a big family and you looked at this issue, we would have solved this problem.
Sure. Or our big family would fight about who wrecked the roads in the first place and that it was your fault, you and your big truck, which is why we can't have nice roads. And don't you know I have a primary? And by the way, I haven't forgotten who wrecked the roads that you won't fix because you should.
There were a lot of reasons why this deal failed to come together, despite some recent instances of actual bipartisanship in Lansing.
On the minimum wage and the Detroit Rescue Package, but those were exceptions in this era of Republican hegemony in Lansing.
Yeah, it was pretty just plain and simple that too many Republicans were not willing to vote for new taxes, certainly not in an election year, not before their primaries. And Democrats, meantime, if they were going to even think to vote for taxes, they weren't going to vote for the ones that Republicans were offering.
Yeah, user fees, basically. Fuel taxes, maybe raising the sales tax, both options that Democrats say are too regressive.
Mm-hmm. A Democrat said, hey, if the business sector wants roads paid for, maybe the business sector should pay for it with a higher corporate income tax, for example, or put more of the burden of paying for roads on heavy trucks.
Non-starters for Republicans. And besides, say the D's to the R's, why should we vote for taxes if you won't?
And all this to the consternation and frustration of the usually quite effective Lansing business lobby that has put so much into getting new revenue for roads.
I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down.
And the tougher things got for Governor Snyder and the legislature's Republican leaders, well, that allowed Democrats to up the ante. The asks got bigger. Mm-hmm. More tax breaks for lower-income families. That Republicans promise hands off the state's prevailing wage law. And as we pointed out last week, no tinkering with how Michigan's 16 electoral votes are allocated in presidential elections.
Right. That's this little Republican plan that could actually end the Democrats' Michigan winning streak in presidential elections. That's possibly waiting for the lame duck session after the election.
At one point, some unions and Democrats even put or tried to put on the table essentially rolling back the right to work law.
And Republicans are just somewhat victims of their own success here. For most of the past 3.5 years, they have been able to get their way without having to ask Democrats for votes.
And now Democrats are making hay over this. It's a, quote, failure of leadership, of Republican leadership, of Governor Snyder's leadership. It's not always good to be the king.
All right. So now legislature, they're on summer break. Governor Snyder is hoping voters back home will do what he couldn't, convince lawmakers to vote for road money.
But we should point out that even though there is a public clamor to fix the roads, that does not necessarily extend to raising taxes to fix the roads. The public opinion research is mixed at best and suggests the public is at the very least skeptical that new taxes are needed, that it can't be done with existing revenue.
Right. So if Governor Snyder business interests want road revenue, they're probably going to have to convince Republican lawmakers that they need to get ahead of public opinion.
And they need to convince them in an election year or maybe hope their prospects improve after the August primaries.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
We never met, so is she a fantasy?